As the Trump administration goes on cutting federal funds across the country, the city of San Francisco has joined the class action lawsuit against the Environmental Protection Agency for eliminating the Environmental Climate Justice Grant Program under the EPA. Almost $3 billion in grants has been terminated from this program. San Francisco City Attorney David Chu blasted the cuts.
This is yet another example of Trump trying to illegally terminate funding to promote his ideology and his agenda when it comes to being anti-environmental at the expense of our communities and our climate.
He says the city received two grants from the EPA last year, one of which was a $1 million grant to the Department of Environment for community-led climate action initiatives. Joseph Piasecki of the San Francisco Environment Department described the impact of the funding cut.
The department stopped work on this grant when we were notified that it was put on hold, and then we were subsequently notified a short time after that the grant was terminated. So at this point, none of the projects that are associated with this funding opportunity are proceeding.
The second grant was $20 million for improved mobility of the residents of Treasure Island. This grant received the termination letter in May. Supervisor Matt Dorsey is chair of the Treasure Island Mobility Management Agency. He says the loss of funding threatens critical programs like on-island shuttle and bike share that would have improved mobility and air quality.
Climate change is an existential threat to all of us that none of us can ignore. This funding is critical to helping our communities address serious environmental issues.
The lawsuit is seeking to resume about 350 projects that had received grants under the EPA. Jonathan Miller is with the nonprofit Public Rights Project.
I think it's important to think about this case in connection with the Supreme Court decision last week on birthright citizenship. The Supreme Court last week took a very dangerous step in terms of emboldening the Trump administration because it's making it harder for individual organizations or entities to get broader relief in district courts across the country.
The lawsuit is currently in its preliminary stages. For KPFA News, I am Anasuya Thurakattu.